Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Anastasia, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. That is right on Joy 94.9.
Yes, it's 20 minutes past 8 here on the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, young girl. What you got for us today, then?
Have you boys got money? I suddenly crave a milkshake.
Yeah, I feel like a lollipop.
Well, I have the urge just to dance.
Is that because of our next guest? Do you want me to take the lead on this one?
No, I'll be just fine, so long as you just don't stop the music.
That would work. I'd feel so sick otherwise, and that would be a killer.
Okay, I promise to stop when it hurts, because no one should hear a falsetto at this time in the morning.
So what is it about our next guest? Does she really put ordinary people into a state of disturbia?
Yep, people every day are out there grinding through a cyclone just to hear her play.
And in the meanwhile, they would probably freeze, but they walk it out to the end of the road.
Well, she does get you to lean with it and rock with it, and even have you dancing closer to what you want, but not too close.
Are you ready to pop, lock, and drop it?
I've got my rump shaker on right here.
Can't nobody hold me down.
She's back from shaking her tambourine with Brittany.
And making her bottle pop with the Pussycat Dolls.
Make sure you crank that stereo and get up and scream for DJ Havana Brown.
Yay!
Hello!
Good morning.
That was a very long intro.
You have 92 songs that you've remixed. I've had to cut it down to 43.
So there was 43 tracks hidden amongst that little intro.
Wow, I like that. Yeah. That's great.
And all the ones that you've been involved in.
Now, Havana, you've had a pretty average 12 months. Just average. Yeah, like nothing's just major.
Every day, you know.
Every day.
Yeah, I'm just used to it. It's all good. I've had a brilliant 12 months. Yeah.
Now, you've obviously come back from tour with Brittany in Europe. Yes. What was that like?
Oh, that was amazing. It was so much fun. And I don't know, it's sort of like a dream, you know, and it's an opportunity of a lifetime. And just to be on tour with such a big superstar, it's amazing. You know? And just to see what happens backstage, it's all very, very fun. Yeah.
And so you're over in Europe. So I believe you went to Copenhagen and yes. Paris. And yes. So where was your favourite gig?
I'd have to say Paris. I love Paris. I think it's beautiful. I could live there. But also the crowd were very, very vibrant. And it was a stadium that was 30,000 full, 35,000. And it was packed out for 3 nights. So it was, you know, it was very, very fun.
Do you not get nervous?
I get very nervous. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got plenty of things to think about. I can fall. I've got heels that are like 6 inches long.
I saw the boots on you and you were dancing and jumping. Like, I have a lot of respect for you.
No. A couple of times I did nearly fall, but no, luckily I didn't. There's lots of things. The music can cut out, you know. There's a lot of things that I got to worry about, but I make sure I'm pretty prepared for it. So, yeah.
And being backstage with such a big star, is it crazy back there or is it all pretty just normal and just a bunch of people getting ready for a show?
Well, I guess it's normal to them, but, you know, there's circus performers everywhere because it's obviously the circus. Mm. So you got dwarves and you got all different sorts of people walking around and they're all warming up, you know, with their I don't know, what do you call it, equipment with their stuff. And, you know, you've got the dancers that are warming up. And, yeah, it's lots of fun. We've got catering, which absolutely is amazing. It's lobster and oysters. So we're all pigging out beforehand.
Wow. So the dwarves walking out and a whole plethora of this banquet.
it's huge. You've got, like, there's just a pastry chef. So there's just all these different sorts of cakes. And, it's just amazing.
You said cake. Really, Ginny's eyes lit up there when you say cake.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You would die. Like, I'm, like, trying not to eat dessert every day. And There is just like sticky date pudding, pavlovas, chocolate cake, chocolate mud cake, triple chocolate mud cake. You know, it's like really, it's crazy.
If you could see the passion that's in your eyes at the moment when you're talking about chocolate.
I know.
Mud cake, passion fruit cake.
That was the best part of the whole tour.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and by the way, I was hanging out with Britney Spears. We're eating cake together.
Yeah. Now, you've actually come from an interesting background, Havan. You were actually a singer. You were actually a singer in the group Fishbowl, I believe. And then one night you were inspired to become a DJ. What sort of brought that about?
I guess it's just the passion for music. As a singer, I'm passionate about music. And like, literally, that's it. That's really it. And I just love it. And with DJing, I get to live and breathe just music. And my career is music, so it doesn't really feel like a job. So, you know, it's just an obvious choice for me, really. Yeah. And it's just been fun ever since I started.
And talk us through how you got from, I guess, starting DJing to DJing for Britney.
Oh, gosh, that's a long story.
in three sentences. Or less.
Not involving cake.
Well, I started in the UK and I was DJing there for about a year and a half. And I was DJing in all the big, massive, like exclusive clubs, which I'm very lucky to have done. Yep. So, and then I moved back to Australia, which was a good choice because London is very, very party every single night. And here I started to really sort of concentrate on where I wanted to go with my career and hooked up with my manager and we started working closely together and got signed to Universal and now I've released my compilation Crave onto the second volume. I've released three CDs, but it's only the second volume. So, sorry, it's really confusing for myself. It's too early in the morning.
What's awesome about this is, too, you rarely ever see a chick DJ do really well, and especially from Melbourne, too. So, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
It's been awesome. And I'm a big lover of R&B myself, and your compilation, Crave Volume 2. I think every R&B lover must have it because it's got all the best aspects of R&B in three CDs.
Yeah, well, I think the old school CD is the best. Oh gosh, all the old tracks. It was so fun putting that together and going through old songs. Like, it just brought back so many memories. So it was lots of fun. I liked it.
Now, Havana, because you like a bit of mixing up, we've got a bit of a challenge for you. Will you stick around a little while?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm scared a little.
We've got a second-hand lie detector from a radio station. We'll find out more about that in just a few seconds' time. You're listening to The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Jess Malboy, and you're listening to The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, The Hump Day Crew. That's Ginny and Bish, 31 minutes past 8. Yay! Joining the studio by DJ Havana Brown. Bish and I are just mugging around with the camera in the studio. Yeah.
Well, Havana Brown, she's quite photogenic, so I thought I'd take a couple of pictures.
Thank
you very much.
No, this is for the website, honest. This is
website, personal collection.
So we've got some fun coming up, haven't we?
We do. Now, DJ Havana Brown, we've asked your lovely manager, Vince, to compile a list for us. Now, your new album is called Crave, Volume 2. So we've asked your lovely manager to compile a list of the foods you personally crave. Now, there's some interesting ones here. There's 8 foods here.
Well, I don't know about interesting. If you were listening earlier, which I hope you were, interesting is more around chocolate. So we were chatting about cake earlier. So the first one, this is a bit strange, green apples with salt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. That I crave that all the time. I love it. My parents are from an island called Rodrigues, and it's just very popular to have salt with their fruit. I think it's popular in Africa as well.
Yep.
And it's an island near South Africa. But we have salt on pineapples, mangoes, green apples. It's good. You should try it. Cool. It sounds odd, but it's nice.
And then we moving on, which are more sort of mainstream. We've got Twix, Kit Kats, your good old favourite Tim Tams.
Oh, yeah.
And then natural confectionery lollies. What else, Jin?
McDonald's cheeseburgers. Hungry Jack's Whoppers. She's very specific. McDonald's cheeseburgers.
It can't be any cheeseburger.
No, that's be Macca's.
If you're going to go bad, just do it all the way.
And then you got bolognese sauce and chilli. Do you like chilli?
I love chilli.
Yeah, you have to think there for a minute.
No, I have chilli with everything. Okay. I can... sometimes have it with the apples as well, which is really odd, isn't it? I shouldn't have said that. Like, yeah. it's a little weird there.
The manager's nodding, going, yeah, that's true.
So we've got some fun happening with the food.
We do. Now, what we've done is, now, because you like mixing things, we felt a little left out. So we thought we'd mix things ourselves. So what we've done is, these 8 things Vince has listed us, we've mixed some of them together.
Did you do it, you know, with a bit of flavour, like, you know, it would taste good together, or just, you know, anything, chocolate with a Whopper?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Right, you're going to be blindfolded, so you can't see. So you have to, blindfolded as in, we don't want to. Yeah, close your eyes, please, for today, okay? So eyes closed now.
I'm sort of, okay.
Yeah, don't get scared. Okay, you've got your eyes closed. All right, and so we've got we've got 3 dishes for you, okay? Yeah.
So is someone going to put it in my mouth for me?
Well, yes, we've got, Ginny's going to do it.
I think you should do it, Bish.
Okay, all right.
Plate number one,
this looks intriguing.
And there's a serviette, just in case.
Several plates.
There's 3 plates we have.
Am I guessing what's in these?
Correct.
The 2 things you crave, so out of the green apples with salt, Twix, Kit Kats, Tim Tams, lollies, cheeseburgers from McDonald's, Hungry Jack's Whoppers, bolognese sauce or chili. All
right, keep those eyes closed. Okay, I'm coming over.
Plate number one. There you go. She's taking it in.
Oh, eat.
She's a bit of cringing.
Her face. Oh, no. Is that...
That was gross.
Was that gross?
That is disgusting.
Oh dear. Okay, you get a serviette if you want to. Drink some water there.
Oh, that's terrible.
So that's 2 of your favourite things. What are they?
Okay, that was definitely a Tim Tam in there, but something really terrible with it.
Really terrible. Well, out of the list, what do you reckon we stuck with some Tim Tams?
Oh,
not your common sort of.
It tastes like, I know this sounds really weird, but tomato sauce. It wasn't on the list.
Okay, well, it's actually...
Bolognese.
Oh, see, that's why. It's disgusting.
So you got Tim Tams and bolognese. Oh, well done. Gosh, one of your favourites. And then we've got...
Plate number two.
And
you might actually like this
one. Keep your eyes closed again. Okay. Open wide.
I'm scared.
We'll get the water ready. Okay, Bish
is
now.
Do I have to eat it?
Like, don't eat it. Just chew it. There is a bin. You don't have to eat it. Just chew it.
I'm trying to get... There we go. Right, okay. Open a bit wider. There you go.
She's chewing.
You're very game there. Well done.
Wow.
Like, you got a serviette in front of you.
A bit more an agreeable face there.
Okay.
That was better than the last one.
Look of relief on DJ Havana Brown's face.
I
think she's actually consumed that one.
Yeah. You like that one? More?
That was Kit Kat with apple.
Yay.
Oh, she's got that one right.
So it's Kit Kat with apple and salt.
Yes, apple and salt. Yes, I can taste that.
Okay,
and then
we've got the final one.
The final plate.
I need a fork.
Oh, yum. That was good.
Good. Okay, we can have more of that in a moment. So, this is... Okay.
A bit sticky, this one.
Oh, no.
Right, okay, this is going to be a bit... Right, here we go.
Now, let me open the bottle up of water. Now, let's see the face, the verdict. Not too bad.
It's not too hot, is it? Is that okay? Yeah. What do you reckon that is out of your list? Oh, you cheated. You look to see what it is.
What chocolate is that?
Well, it's supposed to be. Oh, go on, have a quick guess. Out of your... Oh, look, now you cheat. Now you're cheating.
That's just Twix, right?
It's actually Twix with chili. Chili powder.
You must have very high tolerance for chili.
Yeah, I can taste it now, but I didn't taste it then.
I have some water.
You should have put more on there.
Okay.
You know, the funny thing was, I'm preparing that this morning, and my mother's gone to me, don't put so much chili, you'll kill the girl. I'm like, I'm sure she's fine.
I like it really hot.
Oh.
really hot.
Well done. You got two out of the 3.
Yeah, pretty much. You did well.
So there's some of the foods you're craving. So well done for that.
My chocolate fix for the morning.
We were talking earlier about the clubs that you've performed at, and obviously you've been on tour with Britney Spears, and you've been over in London. You've been to quite a lot of the clubs. Yep. And I mentioned Ibiza to you.
Yes.
You went over there on holiday, I believe.
I was meant to be coming home to Australia.
Okay.
The European tour.
Via Ibiza.
I did a gig in Saint-Tropez. Okay. Right? And we're on our way to the airport to catch a flight to Paris to come back to Australia. And we got a call from someone, we're going to Ibiza, come. And we're like, we're on the way to the airport to go back to Australia. We can't come. And we ended up going, hang on, maybe we could do it. And we went to straight to the airport and changed all the flights and went straight to Ibiza.
Oh,
cost a fortune because it was like last minute. But, you know.
Superstar styling.
Yeah, that's it was so it's so much better that way, you know. And we stayed there for 2 days and stayed up all night. And all day.
Brilliant, as you should do when you're in Ibiza. That's exactly. The main thing to do. The reason, and you went to Pasha, I believe.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Went to Pasha and Space.
Pasha and Space. Can you? What is Pasha and Space for us?
They're just they're mainstream nightclubs.
Oh, they're
that
huge.
Are just they're thousands and thousands.
7 nights a week.
Just non-stop.
Non-stop.
Yeah, and it's just great environment. It's open air. It's it's warm. Everyone's in bikinis and swimsuits.
Yeah,
and,
it's
a place to be. So we've
best
actually
not to be overdressed.
In Ibiza, if you've got more than the bikini on, you are overdressed.
Yeah.
And I love to wear a bikini every so often.
Yeah,
so,
I know. I could tell.
Easy.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hey, I'm Keenan.
And we're from Panjo 5. And you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, The Way I Are Remix, available on DJ Havana Brown's compilation.
And you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. I'm still thrown by that. I was bopping away with Havana Brown.
Now, Havana Brown, I know we put you through a lot this morning, making you eat your mixed
feeling
goods.
Feeling a little ill, but that's okay.
Now, we've got a game we like to play with all our guests. It's called 101 Questions. So what we ask you to do is pick a random number between 1 and 101, and we ask you the corresponding question. So hit us with the number.
100.
100. Okay, so an interesting question. Do you think looks matter?
No, not at all. As in, do I look for
looks
in a boyfriend?
So.
Or
it's a short question.
Yeah.
You can elaborate if you want. Do you think looks matter when you're looking for a fella?
No, definitely not.
No.
So no, it's all about the personality. And I'm not just saying that, like, literally it is. Like, there could be a good-looking guy and he can be just arrogant and that would just put me off him. I wouldn't think he's good-looking at all.
Yeah. Well, luckily my girlfriend lives by that as well. I'm lacking a little bit of both the looks and the personality, but, yeah, she's
it's
forgiving.
It's definitely charm.
So it's a good thing.
I think it's the accent, to be honest.
What accent? I don't know what you're talking about. Right, another number between 1 and 101, please.
Number 6.
Okay, a bit personal. Did you go to public or private school?
I went to a Catholic school, so I was a good little innocent Catholic girl.
Is there such a thing?
You come out of Catholic school and all that cotton wool and Christianity
is gone. Oh, there's the world. Oh, there we go.
That's true, and I become a DJ.
Yeah, and going to Ibiza, just going via Ibiza. Yep. To Australia.
Yeah, all up all hours of the morning.
Oh, good stuff. Because you're from Melbourne, obviously.
Yes.
And you went to a school quite locally along the bay?
Yes. I didn't, actually. At that time, I was living in Wantana South.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
So I went to Aquinas, which is in Ringwood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. Aquinas. Okay. So there's a shout out to all the listeners there from Aquinas.
Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe not.
No, no, no. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm sure they're really nice now.
I'm sure they are. They're very forgiving.
I see a bit of trauma coming up in Havana's eyes.
we'll delve into that a bit later. Right. Give us another number.
21.
21, my age. Right, don't laugh like that. Or I meant my IQ. What do you like to do in the dark?
That look she gave you.
What do you like to do in the dark?
Sleep? Yeah, I know that's really boring, but, you know, sleep.
Yeah.
I know you wanted me to be a bit more risque, didn't you?
No.
I'm trying to keep it tame.
That's all right. You can be risque or tame as possible.
You must like the sleep because you're out DJing late nights, obviously.
Exactly.
So sleep must be
actually, no, I like... In the dark, I like to DJ.
I was just going to say, I didn't want to like, sway you. So when the lights go out, you like to...
Yeah, I go out on the prowl and start DJing in random clubs. No.
Is that where you get a lot of inspiration from? Like, not in the dark per se, but, you know...
In the clubs?
Yeah. Is that where you get most of your inspiration from?
The music and being up there and seeing reactions from crowds and, you know, the vibe and seeing them get excited, you know, it's just the satisfaction you get from that. Very fulfilling.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry, I distracted you a little bit there just with my movements. So you've just got back from Europe, touring with Britney Spears. And so what's coming up next? Where are you off to?
I am off to LA now.
Okay.
Nice and summery LA. And I'll be doing some gigs in Vegas and LA. So I'll be around there and I will be auditioning for dancers as well because I'm putting together a show for, you know, my DJing.
Yeah. And would that be over in Australia? You're going to bring the the dancers over here, or is that going to be over in the US?
I would like to bring them over here and start doing some shows with them. And yeah, and I also dance, so I want to incorporate them.
Wow. Just, so
I want to put more of a show together. And you know.
So you do the singing, the dancing, the DJing.
Yeah, I do it all.
Good.
Anything to do with music. Well done. Entertainment, really. I just love it all.
Havana, you were saying before about you get inspired by crowd reactions.
Yes.
Now, you've obviously toured with some big names, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Pussycat Dolls. What is the strangest thing you've seen at a gig that's made you go, oh gosh, other than making people eat random things like today, but
one of my gigs or their, like, you know, their tours and stuff?
Both, really.
I mean, you see, people go really nuts. I don't want to offend them because, you know, they obviously really are passionate about their stars. And actually, Britney Spears has someone that follows her around to every single gig. So all the crew know him and everything, but he travels and pays for to go around Europe, to go around the US, and he's coming to Australia too to see every single one of her her shows.
So he's a fanatical fan.
Yeah, he's a fanatical fan and he loves her and...
depends how much he loves her, I suppose. And does he wear a blonde wig? And
no, but... the thing is, when I heard that, I thought, man, it's... guy must be a little weird, you know, but he's just really all together. Yeah. He's normal. He's nice. He's
lovely.
Just an all-round fan.
Yeah, he just goes around to every single gig. And he must be wealthy. And he gets the expensive seats too.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah, every single gig is, you know, I think it was like £500 euros, I should say, for the certain seats that he was actually
and
buying.
He's in there.
Yeah. Like, what's going on there?
I was very similar with the Bee Gees, actually, when the Bee Gees were around. Yeah, I like to go to a lot of their gigs.
Yeah.
It was quite good. Yeah. Once you're a fan, you're a fan. You're in for life.
Yeah, I understand that.
And we were talking earlier about Ginny loving Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls and the posters she's got on her bedroom wall.
Okay, that was when I actually first saw DJ Havana Brown live at the Pussycat Dolls concert. Yeah. And because my friends had seen you at the Ford benefit you did for Breast Cancer last year with the Pussycat Dolls. And they, like I said to you before, they tagged you on Facebook as DJ Carmen. Which is an L word reference. So when I saw you and all your pictures going up when you were playing, I was like, it's Carmen. So
I don't know how I'm Carmen.
But you're like, you like that name.
Yeah, I do. I like that name. I really do. It's quite sexy.
Well, DJ Havana Brown, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
And thanks for putting us up with our, our mixing.
Our craving food mixing.
I needed breakfast, so it was all good.
Well, you've had some chili, apple, more chocolate, some other bolognese sauce.
And we have a little gift for you because you ate our mixed goods.
Yep. So here you go. You've got a little
few of your favourite things.
There.
I love it. Tim Tams. Oh, Kit Kat. Oh, wow. It's my favourite. We're all gone in a day.
We couldn't squeeze any burgers in there, unfortunately. But
next time.
Enjoy those.
For Macca's.
There's something you can enjoy in the dark.
I'll melt it up.
Yeah, good idea. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
DJ Havana Brown. Her new compilation, Crave Volume 2, is out at all good music stores. If you are an R&B lover, this CD is a must-have. It's 3 discs chock full of the best aspects of R&B. Disc 1 has your club thumpers. Disc 2 is your smoother R&B soul. And disc 3, we go old school with Montel Jordan. It's currently sitting at number 8 on the ARIA Top 40 Urban Chart. So check that out, Crave Volume 2. Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.